Canada. It hasn't had a coalition government since the First World War. But Nathan Cullen is pitching the idea as a possibility this October. The Skeena and Bulkley Valley MP wants the NDP to enter into a partnership with the Liberals in case either one wins a minority government this fall. It's an offer the Liberal leader, Justin Trudeau, has so far been pretty cool on, and the coalition idea is being criticized by the ruling Conservatives. Nathan Cullen has joined me by phone this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, and congratulations on, is this the very last show?
Yeah, so who knows?
Like I got to get you a cake or a card or something. Thank you for all you've done in covering the Northwest. I really appreciate
Thank you very
it
much,
over the
sir.
Many years.
You probably watched those polls as well as anyone, and they seem to be quite close now. But, you know, I was noticing yesterday, the Greek referendum, too close to call. Scottish referendum, too close to call. UK election, too close to call.
Right.
And in the Alberta election, too close to call. And in the end, they were pretty decisive victories.
Mm-hmm.
Are you jumping the gun?
That's a fair question. I think that the heart of your comment is that we're really up in the poll. I'm going to take it this way. I try not to pay a lot of attention to polls because, as you say, polls, you know, are what they are, and we have experience. So we're not, we're in this to win it. We feel very confident with what's going on. Tom Mulcair is doing very well across the country, and our policies seem to be resonating. So those are all good things. And I think it's important to be able to do two things at once, which is one, try to win government and bring in the changes because the country faces a bunch of challenges. And at the same time, talk about the ability and willingness to work with other parties to get things done. It's been part of the NDP's tradition, and we're proud of that tradition because I think it reflects what Canadians are often looking for, is a lot less bickering amongst politicians and a lot more getting things done for Canadians.
Well, if I think it's probably a fair comment to say that on the NDP side of things and on the Liberal side of things, there's quite a bit of appetite to replace the Harper government.
Correct. Well, I would say broadly amongst Canadians, if you follow some of that public opinion, there's a mood for change. Mm-hmm. It's been 10 years of this government, and we're in a recession, and there's all sorts of things piling up that aren't getting addressed. So, yes, I think there's a mood for change out there, certainly.
But the Conservatives do have a fairly staunch base, and, you know, they've only got to put together about another 7 or 8% of the electorate to get a minority or majority government.
Yeah.
But having said that, how much of this discussion is being driven by the fact that there's a worry or a concern that because the NDP and Liberals may split evenly some of that left-wing vote, that the Conservatives come up the middle, get another government?
Sure, and that's been a concern expressed to me and some other people for many years. They, to be fair, for the Conservatives, they need to make quite a gain just by where they're at right now. They're in some trouble, and you're starting to see that with all that trying to buy votes and handout checks. I think Harper's going to talk about abolishing the Senate today in Saskatchewan, which is a bit rich considering he's made the Senate much worse. But anyways, they're in their own little predicament right now. And people are concerned that they would somehow squeak off a victory with as few as 38 or 37% of support of Canadians. We need to change our voting system. Our voting system is not reflective of the intentions of voters, and we need one that is, so that when people cast a ballot for whoever, that's how Parliament is built, rather than this sort of first-past-the-post system. So that's the voting thing. But in terms of people being worried about the so-called vote split, it's different where you are in different parts of the country. In the Northwest, in Skeena, and in the North in general, in BC, it's a blue-orange kind of fight, true in Vancouver Island. Other places in the country, the mix is a bit different based on history. So people will vote the way they vote, and sometimes it's strategic and sometimes it's not.
I want to talk about strategy a little bit because certainly, as you're aware, the idea of coalition has been floated a couple of times in recent memory, although it hasn't been official in, about 100 years. But it's certainly been floated. And the NDP and Liberals took a massive hammering when you floated this idea before. Stefan Dion was possibly going to be the next Prime Minister of Canada. How much of floating this idea now at least gets ahead of the curve and at least gets the conversation going, because you've got all that extra time to maybe get Canadians comfortable with that idea?
Yeah, perhaps. I think you may be giving me too much credit for forethought. I was asked a question a week ago by a Vancouver reporter, and I answered it. I know that maybe is sometimes dangerous in politics, but I was asked, would we be open to forming a coalition if such a thing came forward? And I said yes, because we have. And in fact, in 2008, we offered a coalition government to Michael Ignatieff, if you'll remember, and he said no, and we had 7 more years of Stephen Harper. So that was a mistake. That was bad for the country, never mind the parties. So coming out and being consistent, and this is what Tom Mulcair said, nothing different than what I said, is just being truthful with Canadians. Mm. All that being said, Tom's a pretty competitive guy. I'm a competitive person. We are trying to form the first NDP government in Canadian history. What happened in Alberta, our strength in Quebec and the West, we're feeling good. We feel like we've got a real opportunity to do something good and good for Canadians, which is bring in affordable child care, deal with the economy, help small business, do all of those things that we're starting to promise, because the country, frankly, faces some significant challenges dealing with climate change and First Nations issues. Let's get on it. Let's get on with it. We've got 3 more months in this campaign, and we'll make our case to Canadians.
Justin Trudeau right now is shooting down the idea of a coalition publicly.
Yeah.
He says there's too many differences. Your thought?
Well, he may, and this is where it gets tough for the Liberals, may face a very difficult predicament in which he has to choose between supporting a new Democrat prime minister or a conservative one. In the most recent past, the Liberals propped up Harper when he was in minority. They voted for him in all of those confidence votes and budgets over and over and over again, 150 times. I think that was damaging for the country, and I think it was damaging for the Liberal brand, certainly. If Mr. Trudeau finds more affinity with Mr. Harper, which I hope is not the case, then he'll side on that side of the aisle. If he finds more commonality with us as New Democrats and progressive values, then he should support us. And why he shoots the idea down now, I don't know. You'd have to ask him.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of Liberal voters are going to be asking the same question.
Got just a minute here. I want to ask you a quick response to what your colleague in Parliament, Bob Zimmer, had to say. The Peace River Prince George MP called the idea of a coalition between the NDP and Liberals scary, and he said that if it happens, there'll be no LNG for BC.
Well, if the only tool you have in the toolbox is fear, then I guess that's what you get with conservatives. They want to scare everybody about everything. Look, coalitions are legitimate. They just had one in England. A conservative prime minister ran a coalition government for 4 or 5 years, and he's best buddies with Stephen Harper. So they're legitimate. Of course they are. This is the way our democracy works. This is the way our parliament works. If conservatives think they're going to scare Canadians into voting for them, I'll let them do that. I'm a much more hopeful person. We can do things like LNG. We can do things like build the economy properly. We don't have to call everybody bad names in order to do it. We need to unite people, not try to divide and conquer. It's what we've seen for the last long time.
All right. There's probably still much more to discuss as this election period moves along. Thank you for your time this morning.
And thank you for all your hard work on behalf of the Northwest and bringing the stories forward, Russell.
Take care.
Bye now.
Nathan Cullen is the Skeena Bulkley Valley NDP Member of Parliament, and he joined me by phone this morning. So what do you think about a center-left coalition running the country? And how would you feel about casting your vote if you knew a coalition government was a possibility? You can share your thoughts, 1-866-340-1932. You can also get hold of us on Facebook or Twitter, and that's at Daybreak North.